Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Never gonna let you go. It's 'cause you love me. Everything I do is baby 'cause you trust me. Na mumba kose kukuleta kwangu acha nikupe upendo safi na chochote kwangu free. Everybody go kati macho yote kati. Oh yeah. Fale kati, tumenoga kati. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Kati, macho yote kati. Oh yeah. Fale kati, tumenoga kati. Oh yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, V-Money is in the building.
Hey, yeah, what up?
What's good?
I'm so good. How are you?
You're looking good.
Thank
all minked
you.
Out.
Yo, you know my East African self is not used to this cold.
Yeah,
I was like, damn.
Yeah. No. Listen, it's freezing out here.
It is. It's absolutely cold. This is actually a great addition to a show, man.
This is what we do.
What?
If you see it anywhere else,
no, I've
tell
never.
Them they stole it.
Oh my gosh.
If you see it anywhere else in the world, tell them they stole it.
They absolutely stole it. I will, you know what? Copyright that so everybody knows. It started right here.
Thank you. Listen, you are everywhere right now. Oh, I can never keep up with you. In every corner of the continent, you're there. How do you do it?
Man, I actually, between you and me and everybody on listening right now, I have the ability to kind of teleport.
I see.
Yeah, so see. Low key, I'm like
makes
cheating.
Sense. Makes sense. Listen, it makes absolute sense because there's absolutely no way you'd be able to be at all these places.
Aww.
And maintain presence on social media and be at every award show out there.
Man, it's so tough, O'Neal.
Yeah.
But you know, you've seen me from the start, so you know.
Certainly.
They gonna love me for my ambition. I'm so grateful to God because that's the number one. That's the only fuel. I can't explain it in any other way.
Yeah.
And if I tried to, I'd be playing myself. But I'm just hungry for whatever it is that's to come, and I'm challenged and inspired. So I do it.
Let me ask you this. Why do you do this?
I do it because I tried to do other things and I was frustrated. Mm. And so I didn't want to die wondering. And once I started doing this, I felt a fulfillment that I hadn't felt ever before. And I felt as if I was leading a purpose-driven life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it any easier for you as a female artist right now?
Absolutely not.
Why?
The music industry is a boys' club. You know this.
How do you get to where you are right now then, if that's the case?
I don't take no for an answer. I tirelessly work towards achieving whatever it is that I have in my near future visions.
Yeah.
Or my, you know, long-term plans. And I literally wake up every day and I say, yo, we haven't done anything yet.
Yeah.
Our Grammy isn't on the shelf yet. So that's the mentality. Like, we haven't done anything yet.
I've had a bit of a taste of the scene in Tanzania.
Yeah.
You guys call it Bongo Flava.
Yes.
And, you know, because I have inside information, mm-hmm. because I have a bit of insight,
right.
you know, it seems extremely tougher for women in Tanzania
yeah.
than anywhere else I have been.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I haven't been to throughout the rest of the continent, so there could be places that are possibly harder.
I mean,
but it seemed that way to me.
Absolutely, I agree, yes, because there's so, this infrastructure is still very underdeveloped in the music industry, in the entertainment industry. So there's so many things that we're always trying to make up for or prove that we are good enough for. We have to, you know, we have to sing good, dance good, look good, smile, be kind, be polite, be alert, be intelligent, be educated, be mothers, be sisters, be wives, be girlfriends.
Yeah.
And still, you know, so... It's difficult. It's much more difficult, I agree, because the structure doesn't, there is no precedent.
Let's talk about Vanessa away from you, the brand, the artist. Your childhood.
Yes.
What kind of childhood did you have?
You know, I was blessed to have, my father was a diplomat. So at a very early age, I got to travel the world and see... See so many things and so many places and experience so many cultures. So that kind of gave me the unique upper hand that I call my concoction right now. You know, I grew up in New York and I grew up in Paris and I grew up in Arusha and I grew up in Nairobi. So all of this has made me this world citizen, and I feel like these are additional factors, its weight to whatever it is in the creation and in the performance, in the ability to live with people and work with people, which is a very important part of the business. So yeah.
Do you have any siblings?
Plenty siblings. You know my siblings.
I know one. Listen, and you better tell her this when you go back. She needs to do stand-up comedy. I think,
isn't she hilarious?
I think she'd make a great comedian.
I think so too. Oh my god, she's just the, you know, she rocks my world. She's a, you know, so I have five siblings.
What role do they play in your life today as V-Money?
They're very grounding in the sense that they are unfazed 100% by anything that I do. They're like, oh, okay,
yeah, that's
oh
nice.
You did that,
yeah,
that's nice, work on that. And then they're like, yo, I got an 8 o'clock. I'm like, I got a 4 o'clock. They're like, you know, to them, it's just me. It's just V doing what V loves to do. But they're completely unfazed by it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you always done the sound that you're doing right now, or has it evolved in any way, shape, or form?
Well, we consciously do double releases with our music because of the way that the industry is shaped. So I do a more urban release. And then I'll do like a very Swahili bongo flavor release. But funny enough, music is so, it's so special that sometimes the song that I had intended to do best just in East Africa goes on to do exceptionally well across the continent. So it's been interesting in that realm.
If you just joined us now, hanging out with V Money, and let's just take a song. Let's see. Let's take this one.
It's a blessing. Kujenga family ni.
Listen, I don't want to ruin it for you.
You should.
Oh, man. Listen, so what are you doing in South Africa at the moment?
I'm working on my debut album, so just a lot of recording sessions and just really trying to... I wanted to get away from Tanzania a little bit and work with some producers out here and just, you know, focus. I just finished taping for Coke Studio in Kenya,
nice.
Coke Studio Africa, and I had partnered with Pato Ranking, and DJ Maporisa was our producer for the week. So, you know, we just started vibing. We had vibes for days. So I thought, you know what, let me just hang out with the bro and see what we could do. So, you know, this is all in the dream to make this an African project.
It's interesting you mentioned you wanted to get away from Tanzania, and I'm thinking, isn't this the best time to be there right now? I mean, your new president, you got a new bridge. You got a new bridge.
Yes.
I mean,
it is a really good time to be there, but time waits for nobody. This is a really good time to work on the album, and I'm expecting to release it early 2017, so inshallah we'll get it done by then.
What is your purpose?
My purpose is to live leave rather a message that will inspire through testimony or through ideals or just through being. So I try to at all points in time be the best version of myself, even through the challenges, you know. So I purposefully do certain things and get out of my comfort zone to write something for the rest, for the future, for the people who are watching.
What is love?
Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is unconditional. Love is faithful. Love is 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll drop you at the airport even if I'm super tired right now. love is unconditional.
Have you ever experienced love?
I love my mom. She's great. I love my siblings.
Nice dark there. All right, so we're going to get into your performance.
Okay.
What's up?
Hey, I love this song. Okay, Tende. Kila kitu majaliwa, kupata nimebarikiwa. Nini tilalila, usiku mchana unabwabwaja. Kwako mimpira, unanichaza unavyotaka. Kila siku beki leo, kipa nimekudaka. We mwanadamu gani uliyekosa aibu? Wenda kuna kosa nieleze kilichokusibu. Uishi kila siku ukilala. Everybody. Hamjui tunye alichonifunza mama, na ndio maana hamuishi kutukana. Hamjui tunye alichonifunza mama, na ndio maana hamuishi kutukana. This is the East African breakdown. You're supposed to wind your waist. Come on.
We don't do that yet.
Choko choko ndo mambo uliozoea. Kuweka vigenge na makundi mkiniongelea. Eti naringa nikishinda mnavimba. Hamuishi kuniwinda, Mungu ndo ananilinda. We mwanadamu gani uliyekosa aibu? Kunisema kwa ubaya na ukiapa kwa Mungu. Huishi kila siku ukilala. Hey, hamjui tunye alichonifunza mama, na ndio maana hamuishi kutukana. Hamjui tunye alichonifunza mama, na ndio maana hamuishi kutukana. Saibu kunisema kwa ubaya, unaapa kwa Mungu. Zogowa, 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 zogowa. Hamjui tunye alichonifunza mama, na ndio maana hamuishi kutukana. Hamjui tunye alichonifunza mama, na ndio maana hamuishi kutukana.
All right, so we're going to test Vanessa now. She's been in her comfort zone, so let's remove her real quick.
Oh, snap!
Okay, I'm going to throw a topic at you.
Okay.
Your job is to create.
Oh, wow, let's
get
go.
Get some progression going
with it. This show is super fun.
So, I'll give you a scenario.
Okay.
The scenario is you are performing on stage. Thousands of people.
Right. But for the heat is up in here. Wait, hold up.
That's what we do.
Okay.
Bring the heat.
The heat
has
been
brought. Thought it was winter.
I know. Okay.
So the scenario is simple. You are at a show performing on stage.
Right.
Thousands of people.
Right.
And in the audience, you are able to see one person.
Right.
And you want to have a conversation with that person beyond the festival.
Oh. Okay.
In a cozy place.
Okay, let's do it.
So that's the foundation.
Uh-huh.
And Junior is going to do some keys. Feel free to tell him to just play around if you want him to play around.
Okay. Can you speed it up a little? Hey. All right. When Let me ask you a question. Would it take for me to get your attention? You're my kind of guy. I think you're fly. Your shoe game all right. Let's kick it for a while. Kinda like your smile, but most of all your style. I see you peering from over there. I wanna see if you got that. Boop chi ba ba, boop chi ba, boop chi ba ba. You make my heart go ting a ling a ling, like a school bell that rings. You make me go boop chi wa, boop chi wa ba, boop chi wa. I'm feeling your swagger, and I wanna have ya. So move a little up, down. Come a little right now. Give me something more, and let me get to know ya. To find ya yale, mambo yale. To end it, bale, bale. What?
Gina, you wanna switch it up?
Wait, I'm that kind of girl that likes it a little slow. But today I'm feeling something extra. Oh, wanasema useme ukweli, wanasema usije ukafeli, wananipa changamoto na nataka kuwa wako. Let me get your number. Maybe later call, yeah. Maybe find something interesting about ya that you know you gotta share. Maybe find your number, and maybe I'll call ya. The one thing that I know is I wanna get you, I wanna get you closer, 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 closer to me now. Closer, closer, oh, closer. Ooh, na-na. Ooh, na-na. I wanna get you closer, closer. I wanna get you closer, closer to me now. Hey, hey, now do the sway. Hey, and do the sway. Come on, and now dance.
Lady love, O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
It's O'Neal Africa. Cliff Central. City's number one DJ.
Kwani mapenzi matamu. Naomba uniroge. Naomba uniroge. Naomba uniroge. Kwani mapenzi matamu.
This is the most recent single, right?
Yes, it is. It's the latest one.
The video is also out, right?
Yes, it's out.
Okay, nice.
Shot it here, actually.
What's happening with the album? Yes, you're working on the album. When is it going to be out?
January 2017.
Ah, so it's set. The date is set.
I mean, it could change, but I'm on it. I'm on
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. This is Zano. I'm gonna welcome Zano in the studio.
Hi, Zano.
Because what good. We do here is on radio. It's unrehearsed.
I love it.
I've decided
it.
To add him to the mix.
Bring
it. We're gonna do something together.
Bring it on.
Right? Is that cool, Zano? Are you cool with that?
Tanda.
Gina, are you ready?
I'm ready.
So this is how we're gonna introduce Zano. In fact, the scenario is simple. He's meeting Vanessa for the first time. So he's communicating with Vanessa, and Vanessa is communicating back through singing.
Oh, Zano.
So let's get some keys going and make sure we like them, Junior.
Mm-hmm. Yes, boy.
Yeah. Let me take you to church.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Pretty lady, love your hair.
Thank you.
Pretty smile, glasses on your face. Can I see your eyes? Know your name? Cause I like to take you home and pull my long
gun.
Cause I'm ready and you're ready too. Yes, we're ready to get this thing together, yeah.
Can I get your name? Maybe get your number. I'm trying to reach ya. But you got me feeling these goosebumps in my body.
Yeah.
A little naughty. Pull my langa. Akumanjaro.
Oh, yeah, we're ready, girl. Take it another step, another level, yeah.
Take it away, take it
'cause
away.
'Cause there's levels to this ish.
Hey.
And I am no boy.
Whoa.
I wanna be a man to you. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. Woo! Na, 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 na.
Oh, man. I'm
na,
loving this.
Na, 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 na. These boys from Zanzi, they be getting me crazy. They be trying to take me to Mpumalanga, trying to meet my mama. Maybe it's something in the air, or maybe it's the way I wear my hair. Oh, na-na.
Listen.
I love it.
I'm not responsible for anything like that goes on beyond the studio. Zano, welcome to the studio.
What's good, man?
It's been a while.
Yeah, man. Since first and foremost, hold on, man. How you doing, man?
I'm very well. How are
excuse
you?
Excuse me.
Because the heat is up. I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
look, I got to say this first. I'm a big fan.
Are you?
I'm a huge fan.
Oh,
you know,
thank
from when you were still presenting.
Oh.
I don't know if you still present.
No, I don't.
But, you know, when you were still presenting.
Oh,
was it MTV?
Yes, it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, you know, I was like, wow, man. Such a beautiful black woman, man, you know? And then when she came out with the music, I was like, I'm gone. I'm sold. You know, so I just want to let you know I'm such a big fan.
Thank you so much.
Love your music. I love your style.
Thank you so much.
And I just want to appreciate you, man.
Thank you. I love your voice.
Let me know when I can chip in.
Wait, can I just say? Like, your voice is amazing. Like, I'm literally like, so I listen to me vibrate. Hey, like, amazing voice. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.
Can I chip in now?
Yes.
Is it okay? Are you sure?
Yes, okay.
Okay, cool.
We can open the back door for you.
All right, so we welcome Zano. He joins Vanessa in the studio. And, since we hung out together,
yeah,
here are some of the titles I've come across referring to you.
Right.
One of the best house vocalists in the country.
Yeah.
One of the best hooks in the country. I've heard, what else have I heard? One of the best writers in the country.
Yeah.
Do you embrace any of those?
I embrace my dopeness, man.
Yes.
Nice. Day, you know, I'm not gonna shy away
from it. I like that. I
just believe that you should own up to your greatness, man. We're all great in our own way. I'm in my own lane. I'm in my own path.
Amen.
I'm competing with no one, and I embrace my dopeness.
Amen.
All right. One of the amazing things that you have done. Let's just check it out. We'll come back. In the studio, hanging out with V-Money, also hanging out with Zano. Out there, we've got Gospel and the Beats, Mr. Ui himself. In fact, later on, they're going to come through and say hi to all of us. That's what we do. We're coming back. Don't move.
Whatever it takes, just say the word. Listen. I gotta do, my love is no lie, babe. Whatever it takes, I will make it mine. My love is no lie, babe. No lie, no lie, no lie, no lie, no lie. Am I ever gonna quit on you? Hell no, am I ever gonna quit on you? Hell no, am I gonna quit on you, baby? Hell no, am I ever gonna quit? Hell no.
John Legend sounds like you.
Yeah, he sounds like me.
He sounds like you. Like John Legend be jocking your swag.
Oh my goodness.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, man.
The layabouts, where do you meet them?
So it so happened that with the layabouts, I was at the Spring Fiesta.
Uh-huh.
It was 2012, just myself and Black Coffee. Performing on stage, and then the guys were booked to perform, and
mm-hmm.
I think they had seen my performance of our track with Black Coffee called Someday.
Yeah.
But I mean, after that, I just saw the guys coming on stage. Wala 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 was it, and then that was it.
Mm-hmm.
2013, late 2013, I just get a tweet, man. On a Wednesday afternoon, I'm sitting in the studio, I'm working, and they're like, I see Lee Dallo, and I know that Lee Dallo is a member of the Layabouts. It's like, yo, we heard you working on the album. We heard that you're doing something, and we're looking for a vocalist in South Africa to collaborate with. And I was like, ah, they're bluffing, man. Somebody must have hacked their account. I mean, it is the layer pass after all.
Yeah.
After some much persuasion, they're like, let's get on Skype. And lo and behold, they're there. And to cut the long story short, they sent me the beat. I rocked it. And the rest is history. No Lie became one of the biggest house, in fact, the biggest house music song in 2014.
Dude, like, even today, I still listen to this song. There's a freshness about it that's so unique. Like, it's...
Look, man, definitely. Personally, I strive to write timeless music.
Yeah.
House music might be in a phase in a way, like it's the in thing. Mm. But I always believe that in any genre of music, you can always infuse musical influences that are outside of the genre. You know, I'm a big soul fan. I'm very big on neo soul. I'm very big on gospel. And I'm quite honest, you know, when I express myself in that lane, you know, and I try to keep that even within the house music space.
Now, speaking of which, of soul, your album, Colors of My Soul, you released it in 2015?
Yes, I dropped it late 2015.
Yeah.
15 tracks of nothing but banging hits.
Mm-hmm.
We've got three successful singles there. First one is No Lie with the Layabout. Second one is Oceans Apart with Tiwe. And the third one is the one that I'm pushing actually right now called Ketawena. I think I've got like one more single to push from that, because we've already started working on the new album, man. And
are you aware of how much soulful house or deep house now is beginning to spread throughout the continent? I mean, whenever I travel now, I begin to hear now a lot of DJs in places where you never used to hear house.
Yeah.
They're starting to play it because you guys have just taken it to that level. Are you aware of that?
I am aware of that. I mean, look, at the moment, South Africa is still the highest consumer of house music, music.
Yeah.
In the world.
Certainly.
You know? Look at Black Coffee now. Just won a BET, you know, and trust me, man, you know, within a short space of time, he's going to come back with a Grammy. He definitely will come back with a Grammy, you know.
Amen.
And I mean, you look at the impact that we've had all over the continent. Soulful house music is really something, you know, to behold, man.
Yeah.
You know? I think we have a way, our own way of interpreting it, whether it's in our production or whether it's in our language, you know, whether it's Zulu or English or Setswana or Sepedi, whatever, you know. But we've got our own uniquely and authentically South African way of interpreting soulful house music.
All right, we've got the South here. We have East Africa. What would it take for you to collaborate with Vanessa?
It's a done deal.
It's done.
Are we sure?
Look,
can we? Is this a commitment?
It's
a commitment.
Look, it's a covenant.
Okay.
Hey.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because my brother, there's a difference between a promise and
yeah, take my
covenant.
Money. Yeah, take all of it. My belongings.
Give me your tithe right now.
Oh my God, you know,
so yeah, man. Look, it's a done deal. Look, I told her I am her biggest fan, and it would be an honor for me to do a song. Not just a song. Look, if I'm gonna do a song with her, it's not just gonna be another song. That's just number 10 on the album.
No,
it's gonna be a banger. It has to be a banger. You know,
100%.
I mean, look at her, man. Just look at her.
Stop.
Listen, Africa is exciting right now.
Yeah.
Like it's ripe right now with all kinds of nice things.
All
nice
eyes
people.
On Africa right now.
Yeah.
What excites you the most about Africa? I'll start with you, then I'll go to Vanessa.
I'm excited about the fact that I no longer have to wish to be big in outside Africa. You know, like back in the days, we'd be like, I want to be an international artist, and you think
what?
Of America.
Yeah.
And funny thing is, all eyes on Africa right now. Look at what Wizkid is doing.
Okay.
Have you heard the song he did with Tiny Tempa?
Of course.
Mamacita,
amazing song.
Yes.
You know, and he just dropped the song 2 days ago with Chris
Shabba.
Brown, with French Montana and Trey Songz.
Yeah.
You know, Shabba. I mean, my dude. Like, why would you want to be outside Africa right? Like right now,
it
why would you want to be out of the continent?
I know.
Right now, we are collaborating east, west, north, south. It doesn't matter. Music has no boundaries. Music has no borders.
Yeah.
And man, it's exciting to be African right now, to be an African artist living and trading in the continent.
For you, Vanessa?
I couldn't have said it any better. Like, in addition to all of that, is that now they're really hungry for what we have. So they're looking into our style, our sound, they're trying to pursue it, which is a beautiful thing. But it's up to us to like really like hone the craft and just assume our positions as just leaders of this new sound that's going to take over the world. I'm so happy to be here in this time. It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be an African artist. And
Now, it would be irresponsible of us if we just talked about the nice things and not talked about the calamity that's happening out there right now. Besides, music is supposed to reflect the times. Yes. What do you guys think of what's happening in the U.S. right now?
You know what? I'm gonna go to church with this one.
Yeah, take it there, Vanessa.
God has left America. Okay, no, and I don't mean that in a. I mean it in the sense that humanity. I don't know when we stopped loving each other as human beings. Period. You know, flesh. You know, the same blood runs through
our veins. The contempt for human life is just...
It's
unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It's non-existent. And I'm worried. I'm very worried. I'm worried about the times. I'm worried for our children. I'm worried about the four-year-old girl who was in the back of that car.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the police officers who were shot and gunned down yesterday. It's just escalating, and it's scary. And it's not a story that we should be talking about in 2016.
Certainly.
Yeah, man. Look, for me, it's two ways. You know, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie to you. I am pissed. Secondly, I'm grateful that it's been exposed. Because a lot of what's happening in America has been happening for the longest time.
Yeah.
So that there are no cameras.
Yeah, now there's technology.
You know, there were no dashboard cameras on the police cars, and there was no Facebook Live or Periscope.
Yes,
you know,
where,
because I mean, you look at the shooting. It was a Periscope, and it was a Facebook Live feed that we were watching. You know, I'm glad that just like in South Africa when we had apartheid was abolished because of international pressure.
Yeah.
There was too much international pressure because people were boycotting all over the world.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what America's going through right now, because all their evils are being exposed to the world.
Mm.
And the world will speak for the black person in America.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, it's actually, listen, it's saddening to just watch it unfold every day, because you go to sleep and when you wake up it's something else.
The color of your skin can be a crime, man. I don't get it. You know, how is it that being a black man and I'm reaching, you telling me that you want to see my driver's license? When I reach for my driver's license, you shoot me.
But you know what? I think what it is that the African people, this color, it is so powerful. And for those who don't understand it, they're so confused by it.
Mm.
They're fearful of what they don't understand, that they may be shaken by the power of...
That we may possess.
They're threatened.
Yes,
they're definitely
absolutely
threatened. You know?
So, because it doesn't make sense to... Okay, so shoot him once in the arm or in the leg to immobilize him or something.
Yeah.
But what, like, to what ends?
It's really just evil.
Evil.
You know, there's no way to sugarcoat it.
No.
There's no way to look at it in any other way. A white person can have a gun on him or her, and they might reach for the gun. It's been proven that a lot of policemen do not shoot to kill when there's a white person in the same circumstance.
Yeah.
But if it's a black person, it's a different scenario. They shoot to kill. You know, it's like. Okay, I'm sorry to put it this way, but it's like we back to Pekele again, you know, where he was saying, if a policeman, shoot or be shot, you know. And I mean, we can't live like that. We can't live in a society. And the worst thing is that it's not the criminals that they're shooting. It's innocent people. Gangsters are still roaming the streets, and they're not touching them. And unarmed, innocent civilians are getting killed every day.
Every day.
Vanessa and Zano, ladies and gentlemen, once in a while you have to tone it down, you know, just, you know, speak to the heart. Let's get back to the music.
Yeah.
Any exciting projects you're working on?
Well, Zano and Vanessa.
Yay! Number one.
That's number one.
And as usual, I never get any thanks. It's never, you know? Like it never comes. My presents are still coming.
No, but we'll feature you in the video.
God will bless you.
We'll feature you in the music video. We'll make sure it's still... We'll make sure you are well represented, comrade. You know, so it's that. And I'm very serious.
Cool. It's done.
And I'm dropping the music video for my single Ketewene next week.
Yeah.
And I'm on tour at the moment.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm going around the country. We've got a show called The Redemption Tour. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have known me with the house music.
Yeah.
Within the house music space.
But yeah.
I'm really getting in touch with my soul music.
Hold it there, Junior. Can we challenge this man real quick?
Give him some soul. Hey.
Yeah. So give us some soul keys. Zano is going to jump in. And then on the other side of that, just before we say goodbye, I'm going to allow some guests who just showed up now just to come in and say hi. That's what we do. It's unradio. It's unrehearsed. Stay put.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
O'Neill, O'Neill on Cliff Central, WOC, WOC, O'Neill on Cliff Central, WOC, WOC, you're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central, WOC, WOC,
yeah, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, oh.
Hold on. Let me just get a little bit on that.
Mm.
Yeah, give me those chords, man.
Bandui, ba, ba, dum, bum, dum, bum, dum, dum. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ba, da, dum. Listen for a minute. Ay. Black lives matter, yeah. We can't go on killing our own, yeah, yeah. What happened to the world? Can't we just live together? We can't walk on the streets. Jaywalking is what they call it. Stop me on a roadblock. Say when your license. Pull out a get. 5 shots to the chest, yeah. What happened to the world? What happened to the world, yeah. What happened to your heart? What happened to your heart, yeah, yeah, yeah. What happened to your spirit? What happened to the world? What happened to the world?
Yeah.
Yeah. People are dying. Oh, whoa. And children are crying. Man, all over the world, not just lying. I guess it ain't surprising. Cut the color of my skin. The crown on my head is everything that they want, everything they wish for. But that ain't no excuse to kill the black man. 'Cause we all deserve to live. We all deserve to live. What happened to the world? What happened? What happened? What happened to your heart? Oh, what happened? What happened? What happened to your soul? Oh, 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 oh. What happened to your spirit? God help us all, yeah.
I go by the names I know.
Oh boy! Yeah. You got these people on my Periscope going crazy right now.
Yeah. Zano, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. I'd like to welcome.
Zano.
See, this is the melting pot of the continent. What I want to do right now, I want to introduce you to the picture. One of my friends, a dope ass producer, all the way from Nigeria, he's in the country doing some work. So he decided to bless us.
Yeah,
bless us with his presence. Come through, come through, come through. Gospel on the Beats is out, up in here. So remember what we did earlier on?
Yeah, man.
I'm working here. I said, Zano, would you collaborate with Vanessa? And then Vanessa said, yes. And Zeno said, cool, it's done. Now I'm bringing in a producer.
Hey.
Look, man.
It's done.
It's done.
I'm all about work,
it's y'all. Done. It's done. I'm Gospel all about on the beats, work. Ladies and gentlemen, is in the building. I don't think you know how valuable the show is right now. Ket, are you aware of how valuable the show is right now?
The one guy said he wants to marry me.
Who wants to marry you?
The one with the brown envelope. He said he wants to marry me.
Lobola money.
Is that already? Your Lobola?
Yes.
Ket,
I told him he has to ask your permission.
I hate to break your heart. It has to be the guy who already has 10 wives.
So?
He already has 10 wives. So you want to be the 11th?
I don't mind.
Okay.
Right, as long
cool.
as I'm living
so
large.
So it's done. Listen, whatever makes you happy, I'm here for you.
So are you ready to let me go?
Will you sign
the papers?
It's done. Is that not? Listen, as long as it's him, I'm done with you. Gospel on the Beats, welcome to the studio, sir. Just take a seat.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. You good?
I'm great.
What are you doing in South Africa?
Well, first and foremost, it's my first time in South Africa. It feels great already.
Okay, let's do this real quick. Do you remember this?
Oh, girl, make it come down. I am the man now. Make it up from Nicki Minaj now, surely.
Body banging, CC, your body calling, CC, oh CC, oh CC.
That's Gospel on Production, hanging out with Praise and Wizkid. Yeah, this is what the man does. So, how long are you around for Gospel?
I'm around to the 15th.
Okay, yeah, so he's still here.
All right,
can we get in the studio and do something?
Why not?
Man, great, I would vocal, run great. To the studio, even if it's right after the show.
He would run.
And just make a killer song.
Amen.
Nice one. Listen, man, just quick background on you as Gospel on the Beats. Who are you? Where do you come from?
I'm Gospel OB, that's my name, also known as Gospel on the Beats. I'm from Nigeria, the eastern part of Nigeria, actually. Just very cool,
Very cool guy, yeah.
Purpose-driven, music is what I love doing. I often say music chose me, It's more like, I don't mean to be all religious and spiritual, but the truth is, like they say, when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse, is inevitable. So
nice.
I was privileged to, have discovered purpose on time. And for me, it's all about purpose. It's all about, fulfilling God's plan for my life, basically. And it's been great. It's been great so far.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Yeah.
What has been the most exciting project you worked on?
Oh, wow.
Be careful now.
the truth is that for every project, I believe every project is unique. Every artist is unique as well, So what I do the most is I try to understand, the artist I'm working with. I try to understand the project. Yeah. So I put myself, in that position where I can relate and I can bring out the best from whatever it is we're working. So I think they all have like the different challenges,
Nice one.
So
guys, sadly we're out of time, Zeno. Thank you very much. So this collaboration is done.
My brother.
We're gonna premiere it here, right?
Done.
Definitely.
So real quick, your handle, your social media handle.
Very simple, Zeno Urban, ZanoUrban. Zeno Urban on Twitter, Zeno Urban on Instagram, Zeno Urban on Facebook.
Vanessa?
Very easy, Vanessa Mdee on Insta, Twitter, and Facebook. VaneSamDee.
Okay. On Twitter and Facebook, also on Instagram, is Gospel on the Beat, GospelOnTheBeatz.
Nice one, guys. It's been great. Junior, thank you for such a sterling job as always.
Thank you, mate.
Shout out to everybody. Listen, everything you heard here on the show today will be available as a podcast. I will share the link. It's O'Neill Africa across board, all social media platforms. We out of here. We'll catch you on social media. Enjoy your weekend.
DJ is invading your eardrum.
O'Neill
with a hottest exclusive.
O'Neill
worldwide.
Cliff Central. I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.